This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, in fairness to Amari, I would say he's only been here on a short week. That is, what, 3 days now? This will be his third practice. We did a walkthrough on Wednesday due to the Monday night game there. So we'll see where it goes. And at the end of the day, we're happy to have him, and we look forward to good things going forward.
Sean McDermott on WGR earlier today. Amari Cooper looking good. James Cook all the way good. Ray Davis might miss, though.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Ooh, did we just get running with the devil as a bump there? Is that what that was? Wow, I only caught it at the end. Anyway, sorry.
That's a little river band, I believe.
Yes, little river band. Of their legendary...
Reminiscing.
Of their legendary first self-titled album. Little River Band, running. Imagine the Little River Band performing a song like Running with the Devil.
I would love it. I'm ready for it. Cool change. And let's hear the Rolling Stones? Let's hear the Rolling Stones perform Cool Change. A little bit of a mashup. You know people.
Oh, I'll try to get something done for you.
Yeah, get something done.
I'll try to get something done there.
I would love it.
Yeah,
Ray Davis, too bad. That might have been a practice injury. Yesterday.
Well, I think McDermott said he hurt himself late in the game against the Jets. They thought he was okay, and then it kind of cropped up again yesterday.
Just like Cook and Houston.
Yeah.
That was the Cook injury, was late in the game against Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get these guys off the field late in the game.
For all the, the training staff, except for Davis. And he's not even a starter. There's nothing happening there at all. Ed Oliver's going to be back. I mean, Milano is still on IR, so they're still missing him. But they've got their guys.
Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
I love a Cooper touchdown on Sunday.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What does that pay?
Just a little. Give me I think I don't know what it pays at this point. I've not done my work for Sunday yet. I usually do that Sunday morning. I will do that Sunday morning while I'm watching the Patriots get destroyed by Jacksonville. Hopefully,
are you picking them, Jacksonville? I am.
I'm not picking that game.
I am.
I don't. I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm on a heater.
I couldn't see either team winning, really, when I thought about it.
Yes.
Because there is pleasure in Jacksonville going up in flames, too. Like, if they somehow were to lose by 15 or something to New England, maybe Peterson gets fired the minute he sets foot back in Florida.
Do you want that, though? Like, is he that much of a scourge on your existence that you're like, you would take pleasure in his getting fired? You'd like just everybody getting fired.
I don't like him. I know that.
You don't like him?
I don't like him. No, he
Doug Peterson
toward the end in Philly, he got just a little too. There was something with the media while he was still in Philly that really, it was very arrogant and just it really annoyed me. I thought this would work. I thought he was a good coach. I just thought he was kind of jerky, and it's not working. And so, yeah, it feels right to me that he'll get fired. They've invested $250 million in their quarterback, and they're 1-5. This is not gonna. They don't have to do it during the season, but unless they turn it around dramatically, he's not making it out of this.
I don't dislike him.
Okay,
though, and if they can get to 9 wins, aren't they one of these teams that you would maybe think could get in? Well, I mean, how many games does the 7 seed win? 10? Do they have to win 10?
No.
Who's it going to be?
Pittsburgh won 9 and got in last year, I think. Wasn't that a 9-win team last year? Or did they get to 10?
I think
maybe they
10.
Got to 10. Sorry.
I don't know. Cleveland won 11 and went to Houston in the first round and lost. Yeah. But I think didn't they win 11 games? Cleveland? Pittsburgh was 10-7. Jacksonville, Indianapolis were 9-8. And so was Cincinnati, and all didn't make it.
Maybe did the NFC have it? Yeah, Tampa was 9-8, and so was Green Bay, and they both made it last year, right?
Right. Green Bay was a wild card, so right. That's the same. Right. Right. Tampa right. was division winner. Right. New Orleans also. And Seattle were also 9-8.
No.
Okay, so 9 or 10 is the answer. Can Jacksonville get to 9?
No.
No. Is that simple?
No. I mean, you know.
Come on. Ready?
This will help, maybe. They'll beat New England on Sunday.
Home
probably.
To Green Bay.
Loss.
At Philadelphia.
Loss.
Sunday night should be flexed. If Peterson's fired, they flex the game, especially because there's not that narrative.
Sure.
I'm at 2-7.
Yeah.
Home to Minnesota.
Loss.
Or forget it.
They're done.
At Detroit.
Oh, my God.
All right. Fine.
He's getting fired.
Fine.
You're going to be on my porch trying to sell me a vacuum cleaner, I predict. No, he'll probably do all right.
Cooper at BetMGM is plus 150 to score.
Yeah.
Kincaid is plus 250. I like that more.
There's a little play. I feel like maybe this has been even pointed out specifically on social media. I'm not sure. But there was a Hollins attempt in the end zone on Monday night where he and I think Aikman maybe broke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broke it down, or maybe I watched a video of someone else breaking it down. Forgive me. This stuff all just sort of melds together. I should be better than this, but, you know, I'm not. I'm sorry. At least in this case. Where Hollins, if he had sort of run across a little more, as opposed to just keeping running back toward the back of the end zone, it would have given Allen like a window to put that ball in that would have been more convenient, and maybe that's a touchdown. I feel like Cooper, like that sort of play, They're gonna draw up for Cooper to beat a guy off the line and just 7-yard touchdown, bing. I feel like that'll happen on Sunday. I'm calling it. Cooper's gonna score from inside the red zone on Sunday.
But you, in a betting sense, you'd rather bet, I guess, yes, Cooper to score at plus 150 than Kincaid at plus 250. Kincaid got to 50 yards for the first time this year. Can we just have a game that will put minds at rest about his talent.
It'd be good to have it. Oh, it's time.
I've got a guy now that can separate and win down the field. So isn't the pivot Kincaid then? Not just like for four yard passes, yeah. Like just real stuff.
Yeah, I think in football theory, that should be available, more available now. Because what you know, how should it work? If you've got a guy, Tennessee wants to put Snead on Cooper. Oh, okay. Like maybe they'll think we can just do that one-on-one and don't have to worry about it. If they do have to worry about it, then you're taking a safety and you're doing that. And so what does that do? You're bracketing the number one. This is the value of having a number one wideout, somebody that can win one-on-one. If you feel like you got to do that, then something else should be more available. There's just less dudes to go around. So, yes, eventually, whether it happens right away or not, Kincaid, this should be good for Kincaid. It should be good for Shakir that they have, like Shakir especially, like he's already been like a favorite target of Allen without Diggs here this year. Now that Cooper's here, Shakir should eat too. Like that should happen. I don't know how soon it happens. I'm bullish on a Cooper touchdown on Sunday, but I'm not ready to assume like they're designing their offense around him drawing coverages and like therefore opening up all this other stuff for everyone else. I think that'll be a process that unfolds over the next few weeks, but that should happen. It's part of the value of having that guy.
He and Kincaid, and for that matter, Shakir, are all about the same in terms of yards props in this game. 36.5, 35.5, 32.5. So okay,
but yes, I'll by Sunday. I won't have forgotten about this Cooper thing, but the Kincaid, what did you say the number was on Cake Plus? 250?
250 to score, but he never scores.
I know, but it'll get me every time. I'll be looking at it going, he's due.
It hasn't
I lose a lot of bets.
It hasn't really hurt them yet. The thesis on Kincaid and I think also Coleman was touchdowns. And Kincaid has one against Jacksonville, that one broken play back of the end zone. Coleman had a touchdown in that game. He had one against Houston as well. And around the goal line, Allen is such a sure thing still that they're still not, like even Cook was scoring, getting a couple of red zone handoffs that he took in. So they haven't really had a problem yet. Knox scored against the Jets in the red zone last week. I don't know. They're getting by. They're getting by. But I think the idea here is that Kincaid and, you know, to an extent, Coleman are red zone, end zone target useful options for Allen. Diggs and Davis, so many end zone targets were vacated by those two guys. Like, where are they going? So maybe now it's Amari Cooper and that's just it. But love to see Kincaid. I don't want to have any hang-ups about what he means to them. I mean, in the end, they don't care. Like, if they win, it's like Mahomes and his wide receivers. If they're going to win every week and win Super Bowls despite who catches the ball, what do they care?
Right.
What they spent draft capital on Sky Moore.
But until you win, then
Well, you have to win, right. Right. But I don't want to have this dragging me along all season. Like, just what Kincaid, why did we do this? Because Dorsey wanted him? Because JSN had gotten picked and Quentin Johnston? Like, what would the Bills have done if they had one of those receiver options at that spot? Would they have traded up for Jordan Addison? Right, those were the four guys.
Yep.
I don't know. I've always said about this, like, I don't question Kincaid's talent. I don't blame him, really. But I want to see it be efficient. And they've changed coordinators, and now they're a run-heavy team, relatively. And Knox, you know, is still there and does things. Like, just Kincaid is only kind of a medium level at best factor in their offense. And maybe that even goes down with Cooper now. So, but if it does and they win, who cares? Like, that's the point. 803-0550 for your calls. Sal in 20 minutes. Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.